This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. In Denver this morning, it's 8 degrees below zero. And along with temperatures like that, Metro Denver and much of Northeast Colorado are under a wind chill advisory. CPR's Matt Bloom has more.
The National Weather Service says wind temperatures could hit 25 below zero in Denver and places like Greeley and the Eastern Plains. That's cold enough to cause frostbite on exposed skin in as little as 30 minutes. Front range highs are in the teens through Monday, but the weather should start to warm up through midweek.
CPR's Matt Bloom. Metro highs tomorrow will be in the 30s. Two Suncor workers are recovering after a fire at the city's Commerce City refinery last month. That's according to a company spokesperson. Michael Adams represents the employees through the United Steelworkers Union. He doesn't think the accident is the fault of systemic problems at the company.
Do I think Suncor is less safe because of this incident? No. Do I think there could be more that Suncor could do for safety? Well, sure.
Suncor has struggled with workplace safety in Canada, where it's headquartered. Industry experts now worry similar problems could reach its U.S. operations. The Regional Transportation District is trying to make its buses and trains feel safer. It's proposing rule changes that would prohibit people from riding all day after their fares expire. But advocates say that would target passengers who are experiencing homelessness. RTD's board will consider the changes next month. This year's Super Bowl matchup is set. It's Chiefs versus Eagles. Meanwhile, the Denver Broncos are still trying to find a new head coach. CPR's Vic Vella.
It's this guy. No, it's the other guy. No, it's this guy over here. Speculation has been all over the place on social media, but the only thing we do know right now is the Broncos still don't have a coach. More than a month after first-year head coach Nathaniel Hackett was fired in the middle of an abysmal season. Broncos ownership has met with at least eight candidates over the last few weeks, including former Saints head coach Sean Payton and 49ers defensive coordinator D'Amico Ryans. I'm Vic Vella, CPR News.
This is CPR News.